Please be seated. Each year on Palm Sunday, I toy with the idea of not having a sermon, because frankly, the Passion Gospel is sermon enough. But each year that I consider that, I also feel that I may be shirking my responsibilities if I follow through with that idea, because the truth is, I won't see most of you until next Sunday, Easter. The services of Holy Week just aren't well attended. And your guess is as good as mine as to why. Maybe it's as simple as the story of Christ's final days are just too hard for some to bear, too much of a downer in a culture that savors a more upbeat religion. Yet most years, rather than trying to re-preach the Passion Gospel, I find myself struggling with something to give you, something for you to ponder, to consider during this week we call holy, whether you attend any of the services or not. Something that can perhaps help you travel from the parade of Palm Sunday to the party of Easter without ignoring the rocky trail of Holy Week. And this year, as I thought about all that, I kept coming back to one thing. I kept coming back to one word. And it's that strange word, Hosanna. It's not a word that comes up in everyday conversation. Chances are the last time you uttered that word was, frankly, last Palm Sunday. A scholar's best guess is that Hosanna is actually a contraction of two Hebrew words, Yesha, meaning to save or deliver, and Na, meaning to beseech or pray. So the cheering crowd that we read about on Palm Sunday, waving their palms upon Jesus' entry into Jerusalem, were literally shouting, "Please save us. Please save us." And for me, I really think the meaning of Palm Sunday hangs on that simple plea. But I have to wonder, 2,000 years later, as we stand out in the courtyard and walk in here, waving our palms, shouting Hosanna, how compelled do we feel to shout, "Please save us," to our God as we prepare for this week? When we wave our palms and cry out Hosanna, can we really dip down into our souls and to be honest with ourselves? Can we dare imagine what we really want or what we really need God to save us from? I don't have the answer for that. It's unique, as many people as are here. Save me from anger. Save me from illness. Save me from depression. Save me from debt. Save me from the brokenness in my family. Save me from failing. Save me from taking it all for granted. Save me from bitterness and arrogance. Save me from loneliness. Save me from my fears. Save me from missing out on life. When we wave our palms and cry out Hosanna, just what are we asking God for? And just as importantly, how do we expect God to respond to that? And maybe the closest thing we have to an answer to that timeless question is embedded in the journey through this week that we call holy. The people in Jerusalem that day wanted salvation. And when it was apparent that Jesus wasn't the king they were looking for, they turned on him pretty quickly. The shouts of "Please save us" turned to "Crucify him." And very little of what comes between now and next Sunday looks like salvation to me. But maybe that's something we need to cling to as the story unfolds. Maybe salvation, whatever we're asking to be saved from, maybe salvation is most fully about a God who would stoop low enough to step into the messiest and most unjust parts of our life with us. God comes. God incarnates. God steps out of the grandeur to stand with us in the awkward places at those awful times to experience both life and death. And how God answers our cries of Hosanna, they can come in so many unexpected ways that we might just have to look and take a second look to see if they could possibly be true. And I wonder, is there any better way to commence Holy Week than with palms in our hands and hosannas on our lips? Is there any more faithful way to embark upon this sacred journey than to ask God, out of the deep, honest places inside of us, to save us? Please, save us. And to be honest with ourselves on what that means. And then perhaps, just maybe, our songs of Alleluia next week can have more meaning. Hosanna, Lord. Hosanna.